Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking to see what the Bible has to say about stopping hate crimes. Yesterday, we saw how a fellow named Balaam refused to curse a group of people, even though he would be rewarded handsomely for doing so. As unlikely as it seemed, given his past behavior, he instead followed the natural, godlike inclination to do what was good and right. Yes, you might say that was just one instance in a Bible story. And you might question how believable that natural inclination to do good is. But here's an interesting detail about the story. Whether Balaam would follow God's guidance was unclear at first. He was riding his donkey to go to the king who asked him to curse the Israelites, and his donkey saw an angel blocking the way. So the donkey turned aside, incurring Balaam's wrath. They went on, and the donkey again saw the angel, and this time the donkey fell down. Balaam was even angrier and started to beat the donkey. But the donkey started talking and explained what happened. Then Balaam saw the angel too and started to get the picture. Now, donkeys don't talk, but the point is clear. Even donkeys can respond to the natural inclination to do what's right, so even humans who have shown no previous tendency to do so certainly can. The power of good is as active today as it was in biblical times. So may we see it stopping people from condemning others and committing hate crimes. Amen.